It's important to have a growth mindset, which is really a mindfulness perspective that when we're in a crisis or a difficult financial situation, we need to zoom out and gain perspective that this is one moment in time and our finances are changeable.
Welcome to BYFIQ, where we talk about business financial literacy, explore strategies for profitability, and unlock the power of finance so you can make more money in business. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Okay, so in previous episodes together, we talked about self-worth and net worth, and then that correlation there. Then we also talked about a scarcity mindset versus abundant mindset. So now I want to dive into the last topic here together, which includes how to recover from financial trauma, which is a big thing. So Joyce, welcome back, and let's dive into this topic here.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. And financial traumas include things like unemployment, a business failing, an unexpected healthcare expense, having to short sell or foreclose on a home, bankruptcy, or even financial discrimination based on racism or sexism or other marginalization. Mm-hmm. And all of that impacts our minds and our bodies. We cannot process trauma like we do usual life experiences. So it gets stuck. We might have anxiety dreams or nightmares. Sure. We might have a startle response. I know that after my business went through cash flow hell, I had a startle response to even opening my email because I was afraid it was going to be people saying their paycheck bounced, or it was a bill collector or something like that. That is a financial PTSD symptom. Sure. And so we have to recognize when we've been through financial traumas personally, and even if our parents or grandparents went through financial trauma through epigenetics, that's in our cells on a DNA level, and it impacts our neurobiology in terms of how we think about money.
Yeah. And I like that. And it's crazy because like our minds can get wired with these experiences and it radically impacts our financial lives. But here's also the crazy thing, which I'll say this kind of a side note, you know, when I study entrepreneurs and other successful people, and like you were talking about how you had your setbacks in your business early on, the same thing is true with like almost every entrepreneur or successful person that I come across. They start out, they struggle, they go through the ringer, they almost fail. They're like leveraging their house, they're selling their car, you know, they're selling their cat, whatever it is. And they're just trying to make ends meet. And sometimes they fail even worse. And then they go even deeper down this like rock bottom rabbit hole. And then, you know, after this resilience and this, you know, hard work, all this stuff, then they become successful. I don't know about you, Joyce, yes, but I've never come across somebody who's like, I got this great idea for this app. They go home, they program it in a week, they create a site, they launch the app, they become a millionaire. They're driving around in their Lambo and with their bling bling. And they're like, dang, life is good. I'm so glad that I like followed this one process to be successful.
No, progress is not linear in life and we have setbacks. And you're right that for a successful entrepreneur, the common denominator is often failure. Mm-hmm. I've been on panels with other entrepreneurs and we all have, like you said, a familiar story of really going through the ringer. And the thing that sets people apart who do succeed is resilience, as you mentioned. It's the ability to persevere and bounce back after a challenge rather than throwing in the towel. Yeah. I actually started my business with a business partner. And when we ended up in cash flow hell, she ended up leaving. She emailed me and the entire staff and said, I'm done, I'm out. And mm-hmm. she was focused on the lack and the bills that were mounting. And then I had a business valuation after she left at the advice of a neighbor friend and found out my business was worth a seven-figure multiple. And she had walked away from that. I truly had a cash flow problem. And so financial trauma can cause us to throw in the towel. Yeah. The research shows oftentimes right before success is achieved.
Sure. I know it's crazy. I was reading this book about Walt Disney, and who doesn't love Disney, right? But you know, in the early days, like Walt, he's like this starving artist drawing this Mickey Mouse. And I remember in the book, he like skip out on lunch because he didn't have money for lunch. He was like moving his office in the middle of the night to evade the landlords, right? Because they were like chasing him for back rent. And, you know, it's just a grind, just like a struggle for so long, for so many years. And imagine if he just said, you know what? I give up. I mean, who's going to want to watch this stupid animated black and white Mickey Mouse show, right? And I mean, we would miss out on Disney and everything that Disney is today, which would be a huge loss. So you're right. It's like, once we're on the brink of success, it feels like life is dark and we're about to fail and just, you know, implode. That's when things are about to turn, typically. What are your thoughts on that?
I call it the apex of the mountain syndrome. And I've seen it with my clients right before they achieve whatever it is that they've been working on. There's a moment of panic. And I think in some ways, fear of success, fear of the responsibility that comes with that. And it can trigger self-sabotage. And some people do throw in the towel. And so it's so important to access support and to persevere and to have courage and that resilience that we talked about. And really all the mindsets that I teach in my book and my program are empirically supported to promote resilience mentally and financially. And we need to do that in order to move through those challenges that life throws our way.
Yeah, absolutely. Because look, I've had my share of failures and I've had a business fail and it was like terrible. You know, it's like, if you ever have to let somebody go because you make bad strategic decisions, like, trust me, it's terrible. Horrible. And like those types of experiences were like super rough on me. Fast forward, you know, many years, I've done a lot of turnarounds. And turnarounds, I'll go into a company and with their team help turn them around. But I can tell you, it's not a fun job all the time because you're going in there, you're reorganizing, you're restructuring, you got to let people go. People hate your guts, but you're trying to save the business. So sometimes you have to cut certain people in order to save, you know, an organization of 500 or 1,000 people. So it could be this traumatic experience as well. And so like with my business failures and with, you know, turning around companies, sometimes it could be a lot. And there's sometimes where I go into like this slump, this funk, and I have to pull myself back out of it. And I'm sure a lot of people experience that based on what you were saying earlier. You know, you go through a divorce and all of a sudden your assets are wiped out and you're starting over from scratch in your 40s or 50s. You know, that's a big deal. If you have to file for bankruptcy, you may think, oh my gosh, I'll never be successful. How do I ever recover from this bankruptcy? But that's just not the truth. That's not the case. What are your thoughts on that?
It's important to have a growth mindset, which is really a mindfulness perspective that when we're in a crisis or a difficult financial situation, we need to zoom out and gain perspective that this is one moment in time and our finances are changeable. Yeah. And so if we can kind of detach or emotionally separate from the stress and also have compassion for ourselves and for others. So to recognize, oh my gosh, yeah, to let people go, I'm sure that you felt guilt and anguish and compassion and empathy for the people you were letting go and felt responsible, felt self-blame. That's very, very difficult, but I imagine that gives you empathy when you go into workspaces today to know how hard it is. But you're doing it for the greater good. And we all sometimes experience the negative consequences of those changes in business or finance. And it carves wisdom into our being that we can then apply to future experiences.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And look, when I was younger, and I you know, it's not like I'm perfect in all areas by any means, but when I was younger, I was like terrified of failure. I did not want to be a failure, right? And so like that's what drove my work ethic and everything else. But what I've realized over the years is that some of my greatest lessons, and I know this is so cliche, and I know if you're struggling right now or if you're experiencing failure or you're recovering from a failure, you don't want to hear this, but I could tell you the greatest lessons in my biggest times of growth were from my failures. And there's times where I failed, And then I realized, like, oh my gosh, never do that again. Or I need to go upskill so that never happens again, or whatever it may be. Fast forward 5, 10 years down the line, and I've been able to drive so much more value in organizations, or just avoid huge mistakes in my own business from failures that I learned early on when they were small, like when the stakes are small. Like, I would rather start a business and have it go bankrupt and lose, you know, 100 grand and learn those lessons then when it's only 100 grand, than to, you know, be successful in the beginning and grow this big enterprise and then it fails and you lose 100 million.
Right.
So I think, like, getting out there and experiencing different things, like, don't be afraid of failure. Don't have this fear. Like, just go out there and learn, can really help us to overcome failure and the trauma that's associated with failure oftentimes.
Well, and when we've experienced financial trauma, we have shame, you know, shame about money and shame about our mental health symptoms that result from the financial stress. And that can cause us to suffer in silence. And I found for myself that when my business was in cash flow hell and I thought I was going to have to file bankruptcy, that it broke me open and brought me to my knees. And instead of putting on the mask of ego and telling everyone, like, it's going to be okay, it's fine, I told everyone, like, I screwed up and I am so sorry and I need help. And help came out of the woodwork. My staff helped me, my friends and family. As I mentioned, my neighbor even helped, saying, you need a business valuation. So when we share vulnerably about our failures and our challenges, that can cause them to transform and heal. Yeah. So getting support is a really important piece to recovery.
Yep, I agree. And I mean, here's another thing that I just want to touch on. You know, look, I've been through trauma, not necessarily just financial trauma, but just other trauma in my life, just like you, Joyce. I'm sure everybody yes. deals with trials and tribulations, but I've dealt with trauma, and it's okay to be depressed. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to feel shame or guilt or whatever it may be. Like, it's okay. We're not saying you need to just, like, wipe those feelings away and just suppress them. We're not saying that at all. Like, feel it, like, experience it, lay in bed, you know, for a full day eating, you know, popcorn and candy bars and watching your favorite TV shows, whatever it may be, like, whatever you need to do to mourn that loss and to deal with that trauma, totally okay. Just don't stay there. Don't stay
well
there.
Said.
That's
absolutely
the thing.
Yeah. Our feelings are a normal response to our nature and our nurture. And we need to honor them in order to move through them and in order to process and grieve our losses. And so without self-judgment and with much self-compassion to work through those feelings. And they may come up again and again. It might not be one day. It might be something that you work on for years. And so when we do our own psycho-spiritual work, when we do our inner work, whether that's through counseling or therapy or self-help or other programs like 12-step programs, then we are self-reflecting and honoring how our experiences have shaped and molded us into who we are. And I believe we all unconsciously recreate what's familiar until we become aware and we choose something better.
Yep.
So we have these challenges until we figure out what's our role in it. What are we doing that's contributing to these situations, and how can we make different choices and process our emotions differently in order to change the outcome?
I love that. Very well said. This has been a great episode. Joyce, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your insights, and just, I think you're doing amazing work. And thank you so much for just sharing your experiences as well. It's very helpful to hear from somebody who's been there, who's done that, and who's reframed their mindset and has overcome the trauma in their own lives. So thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And for everybody who's listening, if you go to BYFIQ.com, which stands for Boosting Your Financial IQ, navigate to the guest page. You'll find Joyce Martyr there. You'll find her bio. You'll find links. You'll find information about her book, everything you need to connect with Joyce. So be sure to check that out. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. And until next time, take care of yourself. Cheers. Hey, real quick, if you get value out of this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would leave us a review. Also, if you want to be featured on the show, send me a recording with your name, your age, where you're from, and your question through a voice note or a video using your smartphone. Then email me the file at hello@byfiq.com. BYFIQ stands for Boosting Your Financial IQ. So once again, it's hello@byfiq.com. If selected, I'll give you a shout out and answer your question for you and the entire community. One last thing, if you want access to additional resources that will help you fast track your path to financial freedom, visit byfiq.com or download our free app in the Apple or Google Play App Store today. Thanks again.